And so if we look at rules of thumb, for D we have the 2, 5, and 8. For R we have 0.1, 0.25, and 0.40. Well, wait, what happened? So the idea is that he started with R, came up with 1, 3, 5 because it felt good. It's a nice even steps. It's easy to remember. We'll be fine. Then fell in love with D, made up the D rules, and I don't know, it was a while before somebody said, don't match. At which point, because we liked D's better than R's at the time, we changed the R. Which doesn't mean any more in this form than it did in the other one. You still have to know what your research community considers big, small, and medium. Odds ratios, those have been fairly stable over the years. More important than these rules of thumb is knowing the usual effect sizes in your research area, what your community thinks is important. All right.